Corporation. They were booking us around here. I mean, around the States, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They said, would you like to go to Japan? We said, yeah, we've never been out of the country. Just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I said, we've never been out of the country. Sure, we'd love to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had contacted the promoter over there. They said, yeah, the Ventures will go. And then later on, they said, well, you know, they can only afford two of you.
Really?
Can't afford the whole group. And they were pretty much right, because that's when they were just started getting international artists to go to Japan.
Uh-huh.
And it was quite a thing. Anyway, we opened in that year, 1962, for Bobby V and a girl named Joanne Campbell.
Uh-huh.
And Joanne Campbell, at that time, had done a movie, and it was a pretty big hit in Japan.
Right.
And so she was the headliner. Nobody ever heard of us. We came back 2 years later in 64, and there were 6,000 people at the airport, and I'm thinking, geez,
really?
Who's on the plane, you know? I mean, they're on the roof, yeah, you know, with flags and all kinds of stuff. The closer we got, it said, welcome the Ventures, and I'm thinking, wow, that's incredible. And
so
that time,
yeah.
We had no idea of our popularity. If we had, I'd ask for more money, you know that. Radio stations had just played our music just over and over and over, almost like a brain war.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, we could go down the street and they had loudspeakers going with Ventures music, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
Go into a coffee shop or a restaurant, it's Ventures music.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we started a guitar boom there because, you know, we first went over there with the two of us. They had a Japanese drummer and a Japanese bass player, which was a stand-up bass. There wasn't even an electric bass. Even in 1962, I don't think there was an electric bass in the country.
Really?
If there was, we weren't aware of it. We said, we need electric bass, and you know, they were befuddled on that one. Anyway, these two guys that got up, played the drums and the upright bass, they were slowing the beat down, and they were almost turning it around, you know. So we talked to their interpreter and said, I don't want to embarrass these guys. I know Japanese loose face, what they call loose face. And I said, but yeah, you can make up some excuse that, you know, just the two of us can play, just my partner and I.
You and Bob went up for the ring.
Just me and Bob Vogel, right, yeah. And just two guitars. And then the next time we went over, of course, we had the whole group, and that's where I left off before, that, you know, they had been playing our music all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And we were more or less like the Beatles at that time, and of course the Beatles hadn't been out yet. But it was Venture Mania at that time.
Uh-huh.
See, we couldn't leave the hotel. I mean, there were people out there, like, you know, if there are going to be 6,000 people at the airport, you know, there's going to be 5,000 outside your hotel. You know, waiting to get an autograph or just snap your picture or whatever. So we couldn't even leave. We had to have food, you know, brought to our rooms or hardly go to the lobby. And then they had police and guards all over the hotel. It was one of those. And that lasted for a couple of years, you know, and then it kind of settled down. And if we'd go somewhere, we'd have a group of Japanese following us all over the place. Anyway, it did cool down, and so anyway, yeah.
That must have been kind of surreal for you guys.
Really good.